Utah may be the youngest state in the nation demographically, but the share of seniors in the population is growing. In 1980, fewer than 7% of Utahns were over 65. By 2060, that share is projected to hit 23%. Around the state, local governments have included the needs of seniors in their general plans, some with much more detail than others. You're listening to Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Utah Foundation has an overview of those plans in a new report, Preparing for Utah's Aging Population, a General Plan Inventory. Research analyst Ashley Marshall Cantor says many of the plans they surveyed recognize communities must take the growing needs of seniors into account.
It's about how many plans include concrete strategies for aging. So nearly one-third of counties and about one in five municipalities have general plans that include concrete aging strategies. That's actually more than we anticipated.
We'll be looking at those needs in a couple of podcasts, beginning with an overview of community plans from around the state, along with a roundtable discussion involving agencies committed to serving those needs. Ashley Marshall Cantor says the plans vary widely in depth and detail.
We want municipalities to be able to use this report as a tool to identify where their gaps are, if they should be including concrete strategies in their planning. And when this report comes out, we will have in our appendix included, we're going to have all of our cities, towns, and counties listed with whether or not they are considering the aging population. And so we want this to be a tool for them to be able to actually consider their aging adults.
Did you find that some have very detailed and concrete plans and others have simply an acknowledgement?
Okay, absolutely. We found that roughly a third of county general plans include concrete strategies for aging Utahns. There were quite a bit of plans. 83% of the counties actually included any mention of aging. So that included keywords like seniors, aging, even things like we included some walkability, health, and all policies, those kinds of terms. So that is quite a few plans talk about aging. But when we are looking for those concrete plans, it was only about a third that had more concrete aging strategies in place.
How are these plans evolving? You have changes that allow for things like accessory dwelling units and other changes that seem more modern than making a place for Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, great question. We looked at when plans were updated, and the majority of plans have been updated in at least the last 15 years. Best practice is 10 years. And so a lot of plans are really getting updated. And so they are becoming more and more modern with their community's current issues. With communities who are updating their plans more regularly, we are able to see demographic shifts being mentioned in the plans and then how those demographic shifts change what strategies they are using to assist their communities. So we really hope that this report and the subsequent report really shines a light on the need of funding from the state level for a lot of these, especially smaller communities.
As the discussion moved around the table, Jimmy Golding with the Mountain Land Association of Governments acknowledged these are difficult conversations.
Sometimes I feel like these conversations are challenging or difficult, whether that's as a child, you know, making decisions, or even just as a community. You know, our municipalities, you know, I think part of why maybe it's not included in their plans is that this is a hard conversation, mm-hmm. You know, and this requires a lot of detailed conversation and really making a good plan. You know, and if you're not willing to have those challenging conversations and really maybe figure out what, as a community, how we want to attack this as a whole, mm-hmm. You're missing a big piece of the puzzle, you know, and that's why I think we get some of these surface level plans.
And those plans, those conversations, invariably turn to funding.
But I got bad news. Our funding is level, if not dipping.
Paul Leggett is the Director of Aging and Adult Services for Salt Lake County.
The need and cost of services is increasing significantly. We are going to come to this crisis point. And that's not for a lack of the area agencies on aging wanting to provide these services. It is simply due to capacity.
Many of the local programs that serve seniors are funded by the federal government. But Joe Hirabayashi with AARP says there's one concern that tops them all.
We're facing a 2033 fiscal cliff with Social Security, and I think Medicare is not that far off either, for the trust funds. That report just came out. The old age survivor disability income is looked at 2034 as the insolvency date. And so we have to have this conversation now, because for the 2028 election, the only thing people will be talking about is Social Security.
As the Utah Foundation report points out, many of these plans are incomplete or even cursory. But Linda Cole with the Mountain Land Association of Governments says we can't just continue to put them off.
Just having these conversations about older adults on a broader level is so important. It's so important just to bring this acknowledgement that, yeah, we do have a lot of young people in the state, but we also have this older adult population. And I think in the state, we feel like this wave of older adults is never going to come to Utah, and so we can kind of put it on the back burner. So talking about it, bringing awareness to it, is so important.
In the next edition of Utah Thrives, we'll talk about some of the ways planning for the needs of aging Utahns can improve the quality of life for everyone in our communities. The report, Preparing for Utah's Aging Population, a General Plan Inventory, is available on our website at utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a private, nonprofit organization with the mission to inform and engage Utahns with illuminating, independent, nonpartisan public policy research. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.